My name is Professor Pali Hanjin. I am the Dean of Medicine and the head of the School of Medicine and Health at Durham University. We've got a very good working relationship with our counterparts at the Gall Medical Faculty of Rahuna University. And this came about as part of Project Sri Lanka. We think this is a very important relationship because of the important academic benefits to both universities and to both communities, both here in Britain and in Sri Lanka.
Could you tell me a little bit about the kinds of areas that you're looking at with your counterparts in Sri Lanka?
Our study of long-term serious problems, such as heart disease, can be greatly built upon by having the experience and knowledge of people in Sri Lanka. These are problems which are normally associated with the so-called affluent Western countries, but they are in fact rising very fast in Sri Lanka. It's been very useful for us to have partners in Sri Lanka who are studying these diseases so that we can learn from their experiences and we can compare our findings and ways of treating people in both communities with a view to learning much more than we would from just our own community here.
So in terms of actually collaborating, how often do you actually get to meet up either in the UK or in Sri Lanka?
We have a fairly regular contact with our counterparts in Sri Lanka. We have a team in the School of Medicine and Health which visits at least once a year. And we have visitors from Sri Lanka who have been arriving here to Durham on a fairly frequent basis, more than once a year since the inception of the project. One of the reasons why this collaboration is working is that we have been able to set up a research network at the Gall Medical Faculty, an area in which I suppose we are a little more developed than they are is the area of research organization and the infrastructure needed for conducting research. In places like the Gall Medical Faculty, they deliver an excellent medical service, but they have not yet had the time or the infrastructure to set up a proper research network to facilitate research amongst their own research community. In the last 2 years, we have helped them with a model for a research network, which is now called the Gall Research Network. And this model reflects our own experiences in the UK. We at Durham are rather adept at setting up research networks and have done so on a national scale for some years. The new research network in Gaul is now training new researchers and enabling independent academic work to get started. One of our roles is to help to keep this young network going. We are able to provide a certain amount of teaching and resource and advice from time to time.
Is there also an example of anything that you've taken away from your colleagues in Sri Lanka?
This is very much a bilateral relationship, and the reason it's working is because we're able to collaborate on a very equal basis. The sheer standard and quality of our colleagues in Sri Lanka is frighteningly high. I only wish I had clinicians and other researchers of their caliber. One interesting project which we're doing together, for example, is on the prevalence of functional problems. Functional problems are conditions such as irritable bowel syndrome and other health problems for which there appears to be no obvious medical explanation. Nonetheless, the sufferers suffer a great deal and these problems use up a lot of health resource. At the moment, we have a PhD student who is studying the prevalence of these disorders in both settings, in the United Kingdom and in Sri Lanka. She is in fact a psychiatrist by training, a Sri Lankan psychiatrist at the Gall Medical Faculty. And what we're hoping to learn from her studies is how different communities and doctors interpret these problems and whether we can learn from each other in the way we might deal with them.
On a personal level, what were your initial thoughts the first time you went over to Sri Lanka? How did you feel? What were your first impressions?
I think Sri Lanka is an exceptional country. Many people might regard it as being in a developmental phase, and that certainly is true. But their basic infrastructure in terms of education and in health provision is very good. I was delighted at not just the openness of colleagues there, but the extremely high professional standards that they set themselves. It is, of course, without saying, a beautiful place to go to, but it's a pleasure to work with colleagues there because they are enthusiastic and committed, and things seem easier than you might assume.